Someone's asked for a story called Vulture Swap. It's actually Vulture Snap, and my handwriting's terrible. Vulture Snap is our story for Sudan, and it's from the 80s. It's quite a sad story. It's the story of Kevin Carter, who's a photographer, who took an incredibly famous photo that won the Pulitzer Prize. Kevin Carter was a South African photographer. He'd taken a lot of photographs in the townships in South Africa, and he was sent to Sudan and Ethiopia to cover the famine in the 80s, the same famine that inspired Live Aid and the terrible reports that Michael Burke made for ITN, from, I think it was ITN, the BBC, from the famine in Ethiopia. Kevin Carter took a very famous photograph of a baby, a starving child, about 3 or 4 years old, looked like a baby but was so malnourished it was actually older, crawling towards a feeding station with a vulture behind it in the dirt, rearing up and just looking at this child as if it was about to eat it. And it was an incredibly symbolic photograph of the way that death was stalking the people in this part of the world, in a famine that actually wasn't to do with lack of food, it was to do with the fact that the food wasn't in the right place for political reasons more than anything. Kevin Carter didn't just take that photograph by chance. He watched the child and the vulture for about half an hour before the vulture positioned itself into the perfect place so that his photograph was composed in the way it was. And he had a lot of other problems in his life, but that photograph made him globally famous, and about 2 years later he actually killed himself. And some people speculate that it was to do with the strain of taking photographs like that.